me psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello. What is up, Floodsters? Welcome back. It's another day. It's another motherfucking day here in Boulder, Colorado, coming to you once again from Basement Studio. Well, it's been like a fucking month, and I have been completely MIA. I didn't announce that I was going to disappear. I didn't plan that I was going to disappear. I just went poof in a puff of smoke and Alex. So, on January 24th, my husband Alex, who has been unable to enter the U.S. because of not having a green card for the last 4 years, finally got his fucking green card and entered the U.S. And we have been together living here in Boulder for the first time in 5 years. 5 years ago when we met, when we left Boulder, or 4.5 years, whatever. It's actually been exactly 5 years since we met. We met on February 8th, 2019. It's hard to believe that it has been 5 years. And at the same time, it feels like longer than that because so much has fucking happened. We've lived in what, like 10 foreign countries, traveled to like 20 foreign countries, been through so much in the last 5 years. It's insane. And it is so wild to have him here. Although, the strange thing is, it's actually less weird than I would have anticipated. Yeah, we're going through this thing, both of us, where we're kind of like, we're a little less excited about this than we anticipated. Because when we were abroad those 4 years, we literally just spent like days talking about what it was gonna be like when he got back to Boulder, the things we were gonna do, how wonderful and exciting it would be. And don't get me wrong, I am not unhappy about the fact that he's here. I'm still happy, but it's not like extreme excitement because in a way it feels kind of weirdly natural that he's here. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, to be honest. You know how things in life are totally contradictory. Like, you feel sad and you feel happy at the same time, and that makes bittersweet. Or you feel like this time went really fast in one way, and then in another aspect it went really slow. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's really just more of a mix of emotions than we anticipate it. Because, you know, when you're anticipating something, I don't know, you just think of all the exciting bits and aspects of it. And then, you know, adjusting to being together and being here has been more complicated than we anticipated and wonderful in so many ways. And we are making sure to sit down and appreciate and regularly go, holy shit, you're here. This is great. Let's appreciate this, you know, so that we don't let life pass us by and just go through this without appreciating how difficult it was to get here, to get him into the U.S. There were so many moments on this motherfucking journey that we thought it wasn't going to happen. But now it has, and we are grateful. But we are also faced with the reality that the adjustment is different than we anticipated. You know, for me, it's kind of interesting because being here in Boulder for so many years, I've come here without Alex. And I've made this space, this basement studio apartment, my own fucking place, my energy. And then to suddenly have Alex here, it feels strange. It's like, I don't want the windows open all the time in the middle of the winter, etc. I am adjusting to having him around, to having him, you know, live the way he likes to live in compromise with the way I like to live. And I don't know, the first couple of weeks, it felt a little difficult. Now, I feel like I'm settling in. I'm not getting so irritated by little things. And, you know, the other aspect of it is that, like, this is the beginning of the rest of our lives, potentially. like, this is settling into the reality of what our life is going to be like for the unforeseeable future, or foreseeable future. I don't know. Which one is it? Unforeseeable? Foreseeable? You can't really foresee the future. I don't know what the saying is, motherfuckers. So this is most likely what our lives are going to be like for the next, I don't know, handful of years, 20 years or something. And we are realizing that without this constant change of adapting to new environments and stuff, like, this is it, motherfucker. It's you and me, and we gotta figure out how to make this shit work, how to be happy in these lives, how to build a nice life to get the things we want, and what is it that we fucking want here? You know, it's just making us think more about the future, because it's always just been living moment to moment, hoping that we were going to get this future together, but never exactly fully believing it was going to happen, and then starting to plan for it and then actually fucking living it. Yeah, it's wild. So in a way, it's like when we get a little triggered at each other, it's like, well, I'm not leaving in a month from now. It's like, I have to deal with this the rest of my life, and you have to deal with me the rest of your life, you know? And there's a bit more intensity to when we trigger each other. But at the same time, we're like, okay, we gotta really figure out how to make this work, because this is it, kid. This is the long haul. So, like, there's good and bad aspects to that, you know? But overall, it's been fucking fantastic. I'm not complaining at all. I needed a little break from podcasting because the adjustment has been consuming. And hopefully I will maintain some level of consistency with the podcast and bring you more fun and entertaining episodes here in the future. But today we're just doing this little update so you can know that I'm alive and everything's okay. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawedcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Bye.